Now notice verse 7. Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor, and didst set him over the works of thy hands. Now what did he do with man? Well, he made man lower than the angels even to begin with. Man took a lower place than the angels. Psalm 8 makes abundantly clear that man was made lower than the angels. Now, the one who was higher than the angels, superior to the angels, he is the Lord of glory, he's been willing now to come down below angels and become not an angel, but a man. I went across the brook Jabba in the kingdom of Jordan, and somewhere along that little creek, and that's all I would call it. We would have called it that in Oklahoma when I was a boy, just a creek. But that little brook Jabba, the angel of the Lord wrestled with Jacob. Now, in the Old Testament, many of us believe that the angel of the Lord was Christ. Now, he came down and become lower than the angel because he became a man. Apparently, angels are the norm, the measuring rod here. He is the standard, the bureau of standards. Christ is above angels, but he came below angels. And he did it to reveal God. He is also the representative of man before God. He brought God to earth. He took man back to heaven. And if you and I get there, we're going to get there in Christ. And I'm sure we're going to get there because we're already in Christ. Our position is already assured. This is God's original purpose with man. Will you notice what he says in verse 7? Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor, and did set him over the works of thy hand. Now, man's going to do something angels never have been able to do. Angels do not rule God's universe. They are messengers that rule under God. Now, there was an angel that attempted to rebel against God. He attempted to set up his own kingdom. He attempted to become a ruler, and that was Lucifer, son of the morning. We know him today by the name of Satan, or the devil. He was an angel of light, and he rebelled. God doesn't intend angels to rule, but he's created man, and man will rule someday. But today, man is not capable of ruling. I think he's demonstrating that. It's tragic that in our nation today, all that we have, it looks like a bunch of clowns that are performing in a three-ring circus in Washington and in the capitals of our states. Makes you bow your head in shame. Man can't rule, but he thinks he can rule. He has taken on this viewpoint from Satan that somehow another man can rule, and the tragedy is he's trying to rule without God. God today could bless and has in the past. He's blessed this nation abundantly when men recognize God. But man can't rule, and he's demonstrated that. I have been studying English history. I've done that because I made a trip over there and I wanted to look at the abbeys and the castles and the cathedrals with some degree of intelligence of the background. And I want to say to you, I didn't realize how bloody the kings of England had been. The minute a man became king, he killed all of his relatives so that nobody could take the throne away from him. If you were a brother or a cousin of a king, you're in trouble because he's apt to take you to the Tower of London, as many of them lost their heads there. May I say, man's not capable of ruling this earth. But God's going by redemption today. Bring him back to the place. And that's what this eighth psalm says. He's crowned him with glory and honor, and did set him over the work of his hand. And man lost that dominion in the Garden of Eden, but Christ has recovered it. Now, verse 8, thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. Whose? Christ. Not now. We don't see it now. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that's not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. This earth has not slipped out from under his control, but he's not ruling today. When the Lord Jesus Christ rules on this earth, and my friend, you can put it down that he is, there'll not be any need of a hospital or a jail. There'll not be any poverty. There will not be any crime. When he rules, this earth will be a millennial paradise. But he's not ruling today. And the writer here to Hebrews, quoting the 8th Psalm, makes it abundantly clear that this psalm speaks of Christ, but that it's not fulfilled up to the present moment.